Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, taking you back to the reign of King Henry VII today, but on this day in Tudor history, the 8th of July, 1503, Thomas Boleyn, father of Anne Boleyn, left Colley Weston in Northamptonshire to undertake a very important job for the king. Thomas had been appointed as a member of a large retinue headed by his father-in-law, Thomas Howard, Earl of Surrey, to escort Henry VII's daughter, 13-year-old Princess Margaret, on her journey to Edinburgh in Scotland. Margaret was travelling to Scotland to prepare for her marriage to 30-year-old King James IV of Scotland. Margaret and her escorts had left Richmond Palace to travel to Colley Weston, home of her paternal grandmother, Lady Margaret Beaufort, on the 27th of June 1503. They were accompanied that far by King Henry VII. The party spent 11 days there before starting their journey north. The journey took just over 3 weeks, and stops included Grantham, York, Durham, Newcastle and Berwick. On the 1st of August, they arrived in Scotland, and Margaret and the Scottish King were married at the Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh by the Archbishops of York and Glasgow on the 8th of August 1503. Thomas Boleyn was able to enjoy 5 days of celebrations before leaving Edinburgh for home. Here is John Leyland's account of the journey. The year of the incarnation of our Lord God, 1503, the 27th day of June, was transported out of his manor of Richmond, the right high, right mighty, and right excellent and most Christian prince, Henry, by the grace of God, King of England and of France, Lord of Ireland, the seventh of his name, and in the 18th year of his reign, towards Colley Weston, a place of the right high and mighty princess, my lady, his mother, accompanied of the right excellent princess, the said Margaret, Queen of the Scots, his first begotten daughter. And he being at Colley Weston the 8th day of the month of July following, gave her license and made her to be conveyed very nobly out of his said realm, as more plainly shall be here following remembered, toward the right high and mighty and right excellent Prince James, by the grace of God, King of Scots, in following the good life, fraternal dilection and intelligence of marriage betwixt him and the said Queen. The Holy Ghost, by his grace, will maintain them in long prosperity. First in the said conveying was ordained by the King for principal, the Earl of Surrey, Treasurer of England, very nobly arrayed, and all his train, and also many nobles, lords, knights and squires in his company, together with my lady his wife, accompanied of many ladies and gentlewomen, very nobly arrayed. Of the which it was a fair sight, to the great joy of all noblesse, there to be, to the end of the performation of the said marriage, and after the said marriage made and accomplished, they returned. Leyland gives even more details of the retinue and journey plus wedding, and I'll give you a link to read it online for yourself. In the manuscripts of His Grace the Duke of Rutland preserved at Beaver Castle, Volume 1, is a list of persons who accompanied the Queen into Scotland. And Thomas Boleyn's name can be found in the section, "These be the names of them that were at the high feast with the Queen that be no knights." He's listed as Master Boleyn, son and heir of Sir William Boleyn or Boleyn. To be a part of this retinue was such an honour for Thomas Boleyn. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 8th of July 1553, 2 days after her half-brother King Edward VI's death, and 1 day after hearing news of his death, Mary, daughter of King Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, declared that she was Edward VI's heir and so was Queen. Find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.